We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Chafei Amud Beis, and we are beginning Chafei Amud Aleph on the bottom, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that if you have a aide who comes and says Meis Baila, that her husband died, or he says I killed him, or we killed him, you should not marry his wife. Why not? Because in this case, also we're worried he's saying Eidus that her husband died in order to marry her. So Marius did. Who knew Lo Yisas Ishta? Here he can't marry her because it looks like he's saying Eidus in order to marry the wife. But halacha tenasi. But it's a good Eidus. Everyone else can marry her, which means a good Eidus. Even though he said I killed her, it's still a good Eidus. Reiti Gemara that true. Amar Rav Yosef Ploini Ravani Laonti. A person says Eidus on someone together with someone else that another person was reveya him for ta'inis for him, and that's also Issa of Mishkav Zachar. The halacha is who achad mitzdar from lahargai. He and a different aide can say aidus on this person to kill him. Liritzoini, if he says it was my rotzoin, then roshahu. Then the aide is making himself into a rasha and he's not believed anymore. A rasha is apostle for aidus, so he's making himself into a rasha. It sounds like we believe him to that, and therefore he can't be aidus. Or the var is like this manavshach. If he's believed, then he's a rasha. If he's not believed, he's not believed. And we don't say pagina and debura. We don't say we cut his words in half. So Rav Yosef says he's not neman. Our Mishnah says if you say a raktiv, you're neman. You got not neman for yourself because we're worried he's in a gay or badava. He wants to marry her. He's not believed. But be'etzem, the aidus is neman. So it's not like Rav Yosef who says that if you make yourself into a rasha, you're not neman. So it's a kasha or Rav Yosef from our Mishnah. Maybe be'etzem, you're right, he's a rasha. But for Eidus, Isha will make him. That dear, even if you're a rasha, you let us say Eidus. The verse says no. But Omar Avnasha says, Gazlan devrayem kashal Eidus. If you're apostle Eid only with Rabbanon, for example, a Gazlan de Rabbanon. What's a Gazlan de Rabbanon? Someone who gambles is a Rabbanon diga apostle Eidus. Because when you gamble, with choshed, maybe it's like a smachta, and it's not koina, it turns out you're stealing. It's only gaz and devrayim, because the maaseh, the guy is giving it in a free will, but the maaseh, it's still the rabbanon, it's a smachta like kanya, and it's called the gazdan. Akaponim, it's one upshot in there, maybe in v'yishvaylam. Yeah, akaponim, either way, gaz and devrayim is kosh leidus, isha. Gaz and devrayim, apostle leidus, isha. So Rav Menashe says that a guy's a rasha, like a case here where he said he killed someone, he's a murderer, he's possibly even paid his isha. So the question like this, our Mishnah says that if he says a raktiv in emon, Rav Yehuda argues, but Tanakam says in emon, and Rav, what's Rav Yosef do with that? Neymar, Rav Menashe, Domek Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Menashe says that Eidus Isha needs Dafka, Apostle Eidus Medarais is not good for Eidus Isha, is like Rav Yehuda. And maybe we'll say the Tanakhama Kishtim like Rav Yosef, just saying Eidus Isha is more kuldik. I, Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe like Rav Yehuda, maybe that's what we'll say. So we have a Mahalach like this. The Tanakhama says a Rakhtiv in Emma, why? Because he's a Rashi, you're right. But Eidus Isha is more kuldik. Rav Yehuda holds, no, like Rav Menashe holds that Eidus Isha, Apostle Darais is not kosher. Name Rav Menashe or Rav Yehuda. I'm like Rav Menashe, no, Damri Filo Rabbanon. I called even Peter Rabbanon of our Mishnah, and I'll say that you're Neman in this case. Why you're Neman? But time of the Rabbanon, Hocha Kedah Rava. And Rabbanon Holik Rava, Dom Rava, Odom Korov Eisel Atzmai, and Odom Eisel Atz Rasha. You're not believed to make yourself a Rasha, and you say Pagino and Dibura. Therefore, you're Neman to say Heraktiv, so part of the Eidus is that person's dead, that much you're Neman. The part that I killed him, that much you're not Neman. Because Eidus Odom Eisel Atz Rasha, and you say Pagino and Dibura. So that means the Vadu Holik Rav Menashe. Pshat in the Tanakhama is that you say Pagina and Debura. I Rav Yosef. Let me Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda. So it comes out Fizet, then Rav Yosef's only Pshat is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef would sound like it has to be like Rav Yehuda because we're saying now really a Rasha is possible Eidus Isha. What's Pshat in Tanakhama? Because you're not making yourself a Rasha because Eidus Isha is a Rasha. Rav Yosef holds you could make yourself into a Rasha and you don't say Pagina and Debura. It's like a Marav Shach. You don't say either you're Neman or you're not Neman. So let me Rav Yosef to Amuk Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef sounds like Rav Yehuda says, you're not Neman by Heraktiv. Our Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda holds, you're not Neman by Heraktiv. Amnor Rav Yosef, no, Dam Refil Rabbanon. I can go like Rabbanon. Vashani Eidus Isha to kill Rabbanon. I hold a Vadi, making yourself into a Rasha, and you're Neman. I was Pshat, I postulated this. Eidus Isha is different. And that's, I call it Rabbanon. And Rav Menashe, Domek Rav Yehuda, Rav Menashe who says that a Gazlan Deraisa is possible for Ezeish, is like Rav Yehuda. So like upon him, there's two ways to learn the Machloikis in our Mishnah, Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Two ways to learn. Either the Machloikis is that the Tanakama holds that you're not Nemon to say you're a Rasha, and you say Paginan Debura, and Rav Yehuda says you don't say Paginan Debura, so therefore Amon of Shachi Apostle Eidos, because either, if you believe him a Rak, then he's a Rasha. If you don't believe him, you don't have Eidos. That's one Pshat Machlekes. If you say Pagina Debura or not, basically, or Eidon the Mason of Rasha, that's one Biar Machlekes. The other Biar Machlekes is everyone holds that you're a Rasha, you're not when you're a Rasha. Just the Tanakama hold that by Eidos Isha is more cool. When you come to the Tokaguna Shilas, it's more cool that they can even a Rasha is allowed to say Eidos. And Rav Yehuda holds no. Like Rav Menashe, that a Gazlan Deraisa or a murderer Deraisa cannot say Eidos for Eidos Isha. So that's two machlekesim, two bira machlekesim within the Tanakam Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It's saying the Mishnah, Haraktiv or Haragunu, Meis Haraktiv Haragunu in Nemon, and Rav Yehuda says, Haraktiv is not Nemon because he's a Rosh, but Haragunu is Nemon. Break the Gemara, Maishta Haraktiv, Maishta Haragunu. The both cases make himself into a Rosh. Om Rav Yehuda, Bo'im Ani Yisim Hargav. He didn't say, I killed him. I was with someone who killed him. Harguno means, we killed him, means I was there together with the people who killed him. And the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa to this. But I tie him to the brisa. Omru lo Rav Yehuda, the Chum says Rav Yehuda, I'm going to ask you a kasha on you, Rav Yehuda. Maisa balistim, Rav Yehuda, remember, Rav Yehuda said is that if you said a raktiv, you're not nemon. So Omru lo Rav Yehuda, Maisa, the Chum said Rav Yehuda, Maisa balistim echad, there was certain listim, a certain robber, who was Shiyotsu Liharik, they were going out to kill him. The guy used to kill for robberies there. They were going out to kill him. In Megizas Kaputka, in the city of Megizas Kaputka. But Omar Lahem, and when he was going out to be killed, he wanted to do a good deed. So he said, he says, go tell the wife of Shimon ben Koyin, who was Aguna, his husband disappeared, tell her, Ani Harakti as by law, but Knisasi Lud. When I went into Lud, I killed her husband. But he was going into Lud. And Vasir's Ishta, they believed him. And they were married with his wife. He's saying he's a Rasha. He killed him himself. So it's a riot, a rebuttable riot to himself. So Omar Lehem, the Brisa goes further and says, no, Rav Yehuda says back, what are you talking about? Omar Lehem, Sham Raya? Boy, Mani Yisim Hargav. I was with them. I didn't say I killed them, I was with them. That's what the story there is. So you see, Klarp, Shan Rav Yehuda is that Hargunu means I was with them. That's what it means. That's what it means. So Mar Zakasha, how can you say that's Pshat in this Brisa that he said is with the Hargum? Well, listen, Katani, he's the Stamad not a good Eidus because he's a robber. And the Gemara Shinditvas Adilistius, he got caught together with the robbers, not that Pshat he was a robber himself, and therefore he's still Naman as an aid. Break the Mar, but Yachel Harakhtani says he's going to be killed, so it must be something serious here, he did something wrong. And the Gemara, no. Beidina Doivi Chavim, the Lloyd Dyke of Akatli. So Goyish Abezdin, they kill, even without having sufficient evidence, they'll kill someone, at least in those days, without sufficient evidence, they'll kill someone, and therefore, it's not a riot, it's a possible aid. Zokden, what?
Somebody said
that he was acting. Right, they're saying that he's arguing the story. A lot of times that story gets a little bit changed. Or who says, no, it's not the story. He says, I was with the Hargum, that's what he's saying. That's it, yeah. So the Mishnah Vayte, a new Mishnah, again about different chshodas. Hachacham sha'aser es isha b'neder. It was a story like this. There was a isha that says she's not going to have enough from her husband anymore. So now it's a big problem, big shalom bayis problems. They go to the chacham. Chacham says this neder, I have no eitzah for. You got to give a get. Bekitzer, he gives a get. 2 days later, the chacham wants to marry her. Does that look good? Looks a little fishy, right? He couldn't find the heter, and all of a sudden he's marrying her. So look as he should have married her. Hachacham she'osa as an eder, as the isha of an eder, al baila, harezi lo yise'ena. The chacham should not marry her, because that does not look good. Another example, miyano ishechotza fanav. If he's part of a bezdin that did miyan or chalitza, yise'ena, there, one of the people in the bezdin could marry her. Why v'shiyuk bezdin? This is a bezdin, not choshesh. Three people had the same plan. So it's a three bezdin because they all can't marry her. Therefore, in that case, you can marry her. Now, it's mashma in our Mishnah that there would be a chshash. Only because of bezdin or chshash. What's the chshash by miyan? Bishlam in all the cases, it was up to the chacham to change it. To matter the neder, or say edis upon a nechta. I'm saying is, miyan, you're just a bezdin to say, do a miyan in front of. Who decides to do miyan? The miyan person, or the chalitza. Why is that a chshash? Let's break the aruch in there. The chash is because maybe we're scared that Beis Din gave him an eitzah. They weren't sure to do miyan. Beis Din says, you know, I think you should do miyan. Or chalitza. He says, you know, weren't sure you even chalitza. I think you should do chalitza. That would be the chash that made them want to marry her. Tari says, it's Beis Din not. But the eitzah, there would be a mokif for chash because they give him an eitzah. They give her an eitzah to either miyan or do chalitza. Talk to Gemara. Ha hetira yisiena. Smashma, the chacham sh'asa sishim nedal baila. But if they made a heter, then yisiena. If ha'atira, if he gave a heter, then you can marry her. That's a smash over here. Let's say the case was he's matan neda and they stayed married, fixed up shalom bayis problems. Then she dies. Then he dies. Or the baila gives a get. There's no chshad anymore, right? Ganz pashut. So now. It's not an issue. What it was showing, that sounds like it's possible for the Chacham to do a heter neder. Now, how is that possible? If it's about one person, one person can't be matter neder, they need a Bezdin. The only way to do a Taras Dorm is with three people. How could one person do a Taras Dorm? Vela means our mission is handling a Taras Dorm with Tulsa. So then why is there a chash? When we don't be matanah, then why is there a chash? The Gemara basically is trying to prove that this chacham must be with a bezdin. Because if not, it's not possible to be matanah. It's mashma was possible to be matanah. So it must be, it was a bezdin. If it was a bezdin, why is there a chash? When he asers the neder, he can't be matanah. Why is there a chash? It's a bezdin. And for the Gemara, lo'olam b'chat, it's talking about one. Talking about a case of a yachid mumcha. The halacha is, even though you usually need Beis Din of three to matter neder, a yachid mumcha could be matter neder. And these days we don't really have a yachid mumcha anymore. Therefore, these days you always need three people for a Beis Din, but there's something called a yachid mumcha. And there, maybe you need smicha for that. And there, they could be matter neder themselves. Zog to Gemara Vaita. So it says, if you didn't mean a chalitza for a bezdin, then you see, and of course, no chash. Taima, the bezdin. It's mashma, mepneishu bezdin. It's because it's a bezdin of three, where's no chash. Hard betray, loy. But it's mashma, with two people, however that would be possible, if with only two people, maybe man the Amah holds chalitza, me and his kosher for him too. If with two people, then there would be a chshad at smashma. It's only by three it's not a chshad because it's a bezdin. But two, there would be a chshad. Frank Demar, it's not true. My shalom was a tanan. Edom achoysma al sodom ekach. You have Edom who sign on a contract that sells a field, while a get isho or on a get. Lechoshu chomo davazah. The chomo not choshish that you can't marry the wife who you are Edom on the get. Because two people. So our mishnah smash, we need three to make no chshash. And this is clear, even two. So that's why you're right. Really, he could have said two. Two raised of chash. Why say three? He goof a kamash blon, lafukim on the yama, me and finish daim. The come to lafukim on the yama holds, and me and can be done in front of two. Kamash blon, me and the gimbal. You need dafka a bezdin for me. So to Gemara, vait. And boyaluhu. Now, according to Rashi, he's going back on all the cases that we just spoke about. A chacham, a maybe get. All these people said, you're not allowed to marry. You know, someone said, "Hey, this isha, you're not allowed to marry the woman, right? What's the halacha if you went ahead and married her? Kanas maos yoytzis. You have to give a get or not. So it's machlokes. Rav Kana amar kanas moitzi. Chazal medat the kana. You have to moitzi. Rav Ashi amar kanas any moitzi. If you married her, you don't have to moitzi. Tani lu Rav Zuti the bera papa kedivra oimer kanas any moitzi. Rav Zuti brought down a brisa that holds that says, like Mandei Amar says, kanas you do not have to give a get. Omle rabbanu Rav Ashi gemara is svaro. Rav Ashi, who said, did you know that from a svaro or you have a mesayro? Amalu masnisimi, I arrived from a mishnah. It says in our mishnah, hanito meshivcha v'nishtachra. If someone was choshed on a certain shivcha and then she got freed, mevadetcha v'nishgayro, or from a certain non-Jewish woman that had choshed about their relationship and she became a geyiris, harez lo yichnos. The mishnah says, he should not marry them. He should not marry the shivcha or the non-Jew who became a Jew, the geyiris. Mekonas, eimaitzi. If they got married, they stay married. So the Mishnah says, klar, when it comes to chash, if they went ahead and married, lo yimaitzi, yimaitzi. Alma, b'rananah lo yimafkinon. We're not going to be mafkia just from a koil, a laz alone. We're not going to be mitzi because it didn't make sense. The Chacha married her, but that alone we're not going to be mitzi. So on this, the Rishonim asked that Fi Rashi that says it's going back on the case of a get also at Shver. Because what's the case of get? It's an edus. Before Nechtvar Nechtvar. What are Chosha there for? That he's making up a lie in order to marry her. So there, it's not only just a laz. There, it's a real chashash he's lying. There, the chashash deraisa. So that's not daimer to shivcha. Especially in the case of chacham who is matanad there. There's no edus there. He's matanad. Everything worked out perfectly. And so there, you understand, all it is a laz. It doesn't look good. The optics are no good. So there, we bring a raya from shivcha where the optics are no good. That lo yaitzi. But by get, where it's a real chashash, maybe there is difference. So the way to answer Rashi is, Rashi also, that when someone says, Eidus Fanei Nechman Echtav, it's not a real chash that he's making up a lie. It's also the optics don't look good. He's saying Eidus and he marries her. So they were saying, that Rashi would hold, that's Eina Moitzi, because it's similar to Nitton, Meshivchav and Ishtachra, and Avishchav and Iskairah.